Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. With the U.S. deadline to get out of Afghanistan tomorrow, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says
the threat remains high and it remains real.
Kirby says there is still time to get remaining Americans out.
The numbers speak for themselves. 122,000 plus is significant. And a lot of lives were saved. And a lot of lives are now in a better place, and they're going to have opportunities they couldn't have had before.
The Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate claimed responsibility for targeting the Kabul airport with rockets. The U.S. military reports no American casualties. At least one death has been reported in Louisiana from Hurricane Ida. People trapped by floodwaters are being rescued. Homes are without power. An area just west of New Orleans got about 17 inches of rain in 20 hours. Ida is now a tropical storm and is pushing inland over Mississippi. With torrential rain and powerful winds, its danger far from over. I'm Ed Donahue.